This is N2OEO, operating as K2BR, which is the call sign of the Bergen-Hampton Radio Association. This is the normal Thursday night technicalness, hosted by Gordon, W2TTT, who is away today and can't be here. So, as is the normal, I'd like to have check-ins to keep it down to a manageable number. I'd like to start with the by letters, and please, when you check in, give your name, your call, and whether or not you have a question. Sorry, that was Gordon again. My phone sort of sounds like a fire alarm going off or something. Okay, anybody whose call signs begin with N or A?
Alpha Charlie 2, Golf India.
Thank you, AC2GI. Do you have a first name and whether you have a question or are just going to listen today?
No, my name is Rich, and I do have a question.
Okay, the first question of today. Good. Next A or N call? Okay, well, I haven't called the plain K's for a while. Anybody's call begins with a K only.
KC2NKU, Marilyn, M-A-R-Y-L-Y-N. No questions, no comments. Good evening, everybody, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Marilyn, and I hope I got it right, KC2NKU. Is that correct, Marilyn?
That is correct, yes, and the name is spelled M-A-R-Y-L-Y-N, and it is Kilo Charlie 2, November Kilo Uniform. Thank you.
Thank you. M-A-R-L-I-L-N. Okay, anybody else with a K? This could be a slow net. How about a W?
H, Ray and Y Plains, none of the above. Good evening.
Okay, that was a pileup. We'll get Ray and White Plains first, who had nothing. Ray, what was your call, please?
Whiskey 2 Charlie Hotel.
Ray, W2CH. Okay, anybody's call begins with a WA. How about a WB? Okay, play W.
This is Whiskey 2 Juliet Echo Kilo with a comment.
Thank you, Don. Comment. Next. Okay, whoever just said over, you're very, very noisy, and you may even be out of the repeater past 10. Perhaps you could check your frequency and see if you have perhaps one of the switches set a little wrong, incorrectly. Just check it and then try again, please. Okay, I got a Julius Charlie. Is it by any chance W2JC?
By some chance it is.
But you live practically underneath the repeater. Perhaps your wet noodle dried out, Jim.
I don't know. What might be the problem? 7,000 doesn't look any different, huh?
Well, perhaps you're off by KC or two on your frequency on the dial. That's hard to do when you have channel light and have it in memory, but put it either that. It's hard to tell if you're overmodulated. I'm not that good at it. So, with that, we'll see if there's anybody else who has to check in yet.
Anybody? W2LCN. The name is Rick. No questions, no comments.
W2LCN, Rick. Okay, anybody else?
W2NPR, no comments, no questions as of yet. How you doing, Noel?
Thank you. I always think of National Public Radio. Okay, next person.
KO2OK,
Bennett. No questions or comments.
Okay, Bennett. Next. Anybody who hasn't checked in yet?
KC2 UNH. All. No comments. No questions.
KC2 UNH. May I please have your first name?
It's Paul.
Thank you, Paul. Anybody else who hasn't checked in yet? Okay, Rich, Marilyn, Ray, Don, Jim, Rick, Hector, Bennett, and Paul. Okay. I don't know if you missed the announcement. Gordon couldn't make it this week and asked me to fill in for him. Don, since you have the comment, we'll let you go first.
All right, K2BAR and the net, this is W2JEK. Yeah, Gordon will be running a crash course for the technician license on December 28th. That's a Friday after Christmas. And it will be over at the church over in Bergenfield. Barra will be doing the VE testing at 7 p.m. that night. And I just put it on, gave it to the ARRL today. And it should be on the website by tomorrow, so that the whole world knows it. It's one of the things when Barra does a VE session, as a Barra VE session, we have to be a public notice. It can't be a closed kind of a session. So that's where it's at right now. I have to call to get some VEs. I have one already, and I'm going to have some more VEs ready for the test session. With that, now back to net, W2JEK.
Thank you, Doc. Okay, Rich, AC2GI, over to you for your question.
Yeah, KA2BAR, this is AC2GI. I had built the off-center fed antenna that Jim Joyce had shown everybody, and I'm looking to cut it down because it's just way too long for my property. I want to cut it down to a 10 meter monobander, but I only happen to have that 4-to-1 balance, so I really can't make it a dipole. I was wondering if anybody would know the dimensions on how I would have to trim that down. Over.
If you want a monobander and you have a 4-to-1 bounce, the answer is to make a loop that was 2.5 meters on a side for a total length of 10 meters or one wavelength. If you had room, a total length of 20 meters or two wavelengths would actually even be better. Anybody else have any opinions for Rick?
Comment KO2, okay.
Go ahead, Bennett.
Rick, how much is it too big for your property?
Right now it's, I think, total of 60-some feet, and I'm trying to get it down to, 30 feet or less if possible.
Can you mount it high?
No, negative.
Okay, just so you're folding down the ends. It doesn't matter if you fold down the ends too much. If you're just making a simple dipole, because I think you said you wanted to make a dipole, and then you wouldn't need the balun, and you can just, it's 468 divided by the frequency that you want to operate on as a starting point. So it's not going to be very long, probably within the range that you're talking about. Back to net.
It would be about 18 feet, right? Quarter wave on each side. Now, of course, he could also make a folded dipole, keeping the two legs about 6 inches apart, and the advantage of that, allegedly, is lower noise. Perhaps you could consider that, too, and that would use the 4-to-1. I actually tried it in my attic. It was not so good in the attic. It appears there's a lot of interior noise in my wiring in my house. And it was within a couple feet of some of those wires up there. Oh, joy, the noise level was 20 over 9 all the time. I had trouble listening to the people on the baronet. Back to you, Rich.
72JK.
Okay, Don.
Yeah, Rich, I have a question or two for you. You say you get about 30 feet. How high would this be? And what I was thinking of, if you have like a tuner where you could run open wire, you could use this either as an off-center fed or as a center fed dipole that would could be used on several bands, not just 10 meters, because 10 meters isn't open very much. But if you were able to, if you have a tuner, you would be able to use it on, let's say, 30 feet with a with an open wire fed. If you can use open wire, that's another possibility or not. Using a 30-foot dipole, it would be pretty close to 20 meters. And you would probably also be able to use with the tuner, get it to load on the bands up 17, 15, 12 meters and 10 meters. So I'd get more use out of it that way. Because 10 meters itself is just a good amount of the time. Right, this, even now is supposed to be the height of the sunspot cycle. There may be other things, may be dead a lot of times, and there's other bands that are wide open that you might want to use them. Back to net, W2JK.
Comment.
Okay, Rich, over to you.
Yeah, I thought I heard somebody with a comment.
A KO2 okay with a comment.
Go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, so as Don was saying, so a 20-meter dipole is about 32, 33 feet, depending on where you want to go on the band, and even off center fed, it's still around 32, 33 feet, maybe 20 feet on one side and 13 feet on the other. So, and if you only have about 30 feet, yeah, like I said, you could still fold it at the ends. You know, don't have the to hang it at the 30-foot length that you want and then have the edges hang off. And you'd get multi-band use out of it, at least, 10 through 20 meters, which would give you three or four bands. That's an option anyway. But that, back to net.
Okay. Thank you. You said you had approximately 30 feet. Is it possible that you could do something else, like put a vertical, or perhaps you can, you can twist these things too and go around a corner or something? Or, as I put up one of Jim Joyce's 80-meter ones, thought we had enough room, but the thing is, 40 meters long, like 120-some feet. Well, I had to drop each end about 4 feet vertical. So I have about 110, 12 feet horizontal and 4 feet straight down on each end, and I used an inflator to weigh the end out. So far, so good. It does appear to work. Rich, back to you.
Yeah, right now I'm running a 53-foot end fed from the top of my chimney out to a tree, and then that's running north to south. I'm right up against the, I live right up against the mountain where William Patterson sits on top of, and I'm on the downhill eastern side of that. So what I'm really looking to do is try and come up with like maybe a sloping dipole facing the west to try to get up and over that mountain a little bit better. I have great coverage north to south, did South America the other day. I can basically pick what I want out of Europe, but I have a hard time going west. So I was planning on putting a sloping dipole across my deck with the low end pointing to the west to see if I can get up over that.
Okay. Anybody else got any opinions on this?
Check in, K2ZO.
Ah, there's the opinion person. K2ZO, if somebody had approximately 30 feet, wants to put a horizontally and wants to put up an antenna, and they were looking for like a 10 meter, what would you recommend? It's Rich, AC2GO. I have asked the question. Over to you, Jim.
Yeah, I just kind of got in on the tail end of this. I'm not sure what you wanted to do. You could feed an antenna like that on a number of bands. You're going to get some high SWR in some of the bands, but if you use open wire line, it won't make any difference. The whole idea of using that, gets past that problem. 30 feet, 33 feet, whatever, yeah, that's resonant. If you fed it off-center, 33 feet is a half wavelength long. If you fed it off-center by 33%, its impedance would be about 200 ohms on 20 meters, and also on 10, because it would be resonant also on 10 meters, so it would be a good antenna. And because it's off-center fed, you can put it up as a sloper, and it'll skew the signal in the direction of the longest piece of wire. Back to that, K2-0.
Over to you, Rich.
Yeah, my original question, Jim, was that I made one of those off-center fed antennas that you had shown us to take it up to the Adirondacks, and it's just way too long for me to use, and I wanted to cut it down to make a 10-meter mono bander out of it. And I was wondering what the new proportions would be for each side of the 4-to-1 balance.
So if you're going to make it just as a single band antenna, you could make it as just a dipole, plain old dipole, feed it with a piece of coax and put a little choke in the center there. That would be the simplest thing. The reason for doing the off-center fed is to be able to come up with an impedance that is not so far off as you change bands. For example, if you feed an 80-meter or 40-meter antenna on 20 meters, the impedance is unbelievably high, 10 or 15 to 1. So it's not usable with present coax and things like that. But if you feed it off-center fed with a 4-to-1 balance, then its impedance will be about 200 ohms on both bands. And that's the whole idea of it. And, of course, if you really want to make it lightweight, like I do, is use a 300-ohm kilowatt twin lead to feed it, which makes it very light. And I put the balance at the bottom, and then I get multi-band out of it. So that's the thing you could do. But if you just want a single-band antenna, you could make yourself a 10-meter dipole, which is only 16 feet long. And that would work. You could also make it three half wavelengths long, and that would also work, too. That's another little trick. This is K2-0, back in that.
Okay. Rich, over to you.
All right, well, I've taken some notes. I thank everybody for their information, and I'll be listening to the net, AC2GI.
Okay, well, that's pretty much it, since there's no other questions. Does anybody else have anything for tonight?
Yeah, this is K2-0. I have a couple comments.
Go ahead.
Okay, the reason I was late for the net, I was downstairs fooling around with the little toy that Chris built, WA2RJC, built a noise source. And what it does is it uses a back bias diode and some transistors in cascade to amplify the signal. And, of course, a noise source is just what it says. It's a noise source of RF. It just puts out white noise. And this thing puts out white noise at about the same level, about 60 over 9, when unattenuated, into the radio, from 6 meters right to 160. And what you can do with it is use it to test your receiver, test your bandpass, because remember, you've got a signal that's filling the whole bandpass now. So you can kind of fiddle around, especially if you've got a scope on the radio, and see what's going on. Also, it's ideal for aligning IFs because you can peak them. But it's just a noise source. He built it on a little piece of PC board and gave it to me the other day because I was talking about wanting something like that, and pretty neat. And it's excellent for checking your calibration of your S meter, because you can use it as a source, then with a calibrated attenuator, which I do have, bought at the last half at the last auction. So pretty neat. Back to that, K20.
Thank you, Jim. Anybody else? Don't know if it works. Okay. Other than this, does anybody have any questions, comments, or anything for that, or we'll just close it?
AC2GI with a question.
Go ahead.
When is the next Vara auction? It looks for it on the calendar, and I did not see it.
Just recently put in the paperwork. The next Vara auction is the first Sunday in March. I believe that's March 3rd. It's either 3rd or 4th, whatever it is. March 3rd, I think. That Sunday is the Vara auction at the Westwood Junior Senior High School. It open for sellers at noon and starts at 1.
Whoever that was, it was all noise. Sounded like actually W2JC did before.
They're asking for a Hamfest and auction. I mean, Hamfest and fox hunting.
Who are you? When is the next Vara fox hunt?
Don't know yet. I don't think we have settled on a fox hunt date. However, the next Hamfest is the 25th of May. But I don't think we put a date in for the fox hunt. Did we, Bennett? Did you?
I don't think that was decided yet.
I don't think so.
I was talking to Rachel White. She told me that they usually have in April. They have two, one in April and one in the fall. And she showed me her monk hunt that she hunts foxes with.
That's right. You're correct. There are two, and usually April and like October. But I'm not sure if we set up dates yet because there's a couple of other things that we're doing also, portable day and stuff like that. And yes, the Moxon antenna is ideal, a compact antenna for a fox hunt. It works good and it's small.
Well, anything works good if it's got attenuation. I use a three-element tape measure Yagi. But I also have a sixth element, 440, which is also attenuating the third harmonic off the 2 meter band.
Okay. Anybody have anything else? Okay. Time to say good evening to everybody. Officially closed the Vara technical net. And come for next week. See, next Tuesday is Christmas. Wednesday is, Christmas. Okay, so we'll have the Monday night net with Joyce's net control on Christmas Eve. I don't think very many people will show up, but I think Mr. Joyce tends to hold it anyway. Jim, is that true?
Yes, as of now, I do intend to hold that net. I should be home, and as I say, I don't expect it's going to be big, but we'll pop on and see if we can work Santa Claus.
Okay. At what frequency, what time do you work on the 70 in the morning?
3860 in the morning at 8 a.m. Every morning except Saturday. We're on air at 8 a.m. at 3860, so come on board.
I'll see if I can tune up this antenna 3860 tomorrow morning. After all, what do I have a 80 meter offset dipole for if I can't use it on 80 meters? So we'll try. I'll see you then. Just plain barefoot, I presume, right? You don't need power?
Oh, you don't need any power. But yeah, that antenna will work fine. It's exactly what I'm using.
Okay, as long as we're relatively broadside, then one of us is not pointing the end at the other, because I suspect that its fundamental frequency will have a null at that point.
Not that I've ever noticed.
Okay, well, let me continue. continues to send you the picture of me on a treadmill, which I just noticed. I'd like to say 73, everybody. I'll see you guys for coffee tomorrow morning on the 21st. Have a great evening. This is Antonio up in this K2BAR saying good evening, everybody, and I'll close the net and return the theater to normal operation. Jim, if you want to try tuning up your radio, I'll stay around for a while.
Oh, no, we're all finished going with that. We're okay. But, okay, well, I guess we're all going to be around tomorrow. World's not going to end, so we'll see you coffee then.
Actually, it was W2JEC, which really sounds like he's a K or two off of our frequency at 146 and 19 input.
Okay, I didn't really realize he was even here. Okay, 73.
Oh, well, this is W2JEC. I have no idea what would cause that problem. Everything is channelized, and I haven't changed anything. Problem?
He's just weakened to the repeater and Noel. He's fine on the input.
Yeah, but he lived practically underneath the repeater on 4th Avenue.
That's not where the repeater is.
Isn't the repeater at Berkeley Pines?
You're on 955, aren't you?
Oh, yes, I am. Darn. Yeah, but 955, I can get it with an HD in my front yard, and I'm much farther from it than he is. He must be in a low spot then.
Well, he's very strong here on the input, and he sounds perfect.
Ah, I never knew that. But he's running a 7000, which implies he has a reasonable amount of power and an outside antenna.
Yeah, well, if he can move the antenna around, it may make a difference. Just something strange going on, but... I don't think it's his RF output that's got a problem.
Okay, that sounds good for him. Jim, do you copy that?
Yeah, thanks for the report, Diane. I was talking to somebody in Warwick or someplace up in New York the other day on here. It was Howie, K2EIR, and there wasn't a problem, so... Maybe
it's just your... Yeah, you're 60 over here. You're almost full scale on my radio.
I'm using the J-pole, so it should be pretty obvious.
Is it hanging somewhere? Can you move it at all?
No, it's out on the tripod in the front lawn.
Yeah, it's very hard to copy it through the repeater. A lot of hash and noise along with it.
That's strange, because like I said, I was on here the other day and it worked. All right, well, I won't worry about it now. I hang out on 7-9 most of the time, and like Noel says, I can almost see the repeater from there. All right, thanks everybody for taking the time to make the check. W2JC, clear.
Have a good night, Jim. Have a good night, Noel. Talk to you soon. KO2, okay? Thank you.